It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Former Pitt wide receiver Yogi Roth has turned a trip with his ailing father into a documentary called Life in a Walk. Roth, who played at Pitt from 2001 to 2003, is now an analyst with the Pac-12 Network. When his dad developed prostate cancer, he invited him to take a three-week walk through Portugal and Spain, which he captured on film. It's nearly finished, but Mr. Roth is raising money to complete it. He joins us by phone from Los Angeles. Yogi Roth, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
What was your reaction when your father came to you last summer and said, son, I have prostate cancer?
Well, you know, when it first came the first time, it was probably about 6 years ago, and I was out of the country. I just finished coaching at USC and was trying to kind of figure out my life. I was actually in Easter Island. I'll never forget the phone call. I was at a little payphone, and I didn't really deal with it at all, let alone well. And then, of course, they thought they removed all of it, and he came back last year and kind of said that his blood count was up, and that's never a good sign. And the word was that it was coming back and it hadn't been completely removed. And that's when it kind of hit me between the eyes of, wow, have I dealt with this? And I started to poll a bunch of my peers and friends and ask them about the relationship with their fathers. And everyone came back to a T and said as they got older and more mature, the relationship, the depth of it lessened. And I started to think back to being a kid and, you know, 10 years old, I would sit in the driveway and wait till my dad came home to tell him everything about my day and catch 100 footballs before dinner and all of these things. And as I turned 30, I wasn't returning phone calls within a few days. I wasn't going home to visit. I was working myself, you know, as much as humanly possible. And I was missing out on the simple joys of a relationship. And I caught myself and I said, this is not okay. And I had so many questions and I didn't want to one day say the sentence, I wish I'd spent more time with my dad. And I went home and I said, hey, let's go for a walk. And he said, sure, where do you want to go? Around the corner, around the block? And I gave him a plane ticket and I said, no, meet me in Portugal. Let's go walk along the Camino de Santiago. And it's the most famous pilgrimage in the world for those that may not have heard of it. And away we went. And we talked about everything you can dream of, from love to life to heartbreak to heartache to redemption. I asked him every question in my mind, in my heart, in my soul. And we captured it all on film. And it was the most beautiful few weeks of my life.
Now, why did you decide that Spain and Portugal, I mean, obviously, interesting sounding setting there, but that this was the place to take this long walk with your father, that this was the way to get to know the things about him that you may not have known before?
Great question. You know, I'm an adventure traveler. That's how I would describe myself. I've been going for about a decade since I left playing at Pitt. I wasn't good enough for the NFL, and I went and played in Australia and caught the bug. And I've been going twice a year, about a month each trip for the last decade. This is who I am. It's what my soul is. And it's when I could really get connected to myself and get connected to the community. And I thought, what a great setting to get connected to my father. And I had watched the movie The Way. It was an independent film done by Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez. And it was about a father and a son. And I kind of triggered, well, this could be my next adventure. Well, a couple years later is when I really had the thought about going with my dad. And I thought, what a perfect trip. And when I look back on his life, and as you'll see in the feature-length documentary, in his life, any time that he had to overcome adversity, whether it was his first job at 10 years old, walking with the newspaper, or whether it was when he lost, him and my mom lost to a set of twins, every time he went through adversity, he would walk. Even when he was recovering from his surgery, when they took out his prostate, he walked. He walked at midnight. He walked at 1 in the morning. Everything was built around that. And I thought to myself, wow, I'm kind of the same way in my life. I can remember when I got a scholarship at Pitt, I went for the longest walk I can remember in the city of Pittsburgh because I had to get my thoughts together. So I think there's something about just walking and kind of getting quiet. And I thought, wow, what a great setting. Portugal and Spain, it's an adventure. It's a place where there are no street signs. All there are these yellow arrows that say, go here, go there. And they just pop up whenever you kind of need some advice or some assistance. And that's exactly kind of what my dad has been to me in my life. And it's just kind of just one of those things that just came together, you know, just beautifully.
Right, and you call him up and you say, Dad, meet me in Portugal. What was his reaction?
Oh, he laughed. Our whole family was there, and only my siblings were in on it. My mom had no idea. My dad clearly had no idea. And he sat back and said, all right, let me just check my schedule. And we knew he could do it. He had retired, so he loved it. You know, him and I spent a month together in India when he was 60, because at 60 his father passed away. And I always kind of felt a connection to that age. And I think as we get older, I've kind of found from people I've talked to, there's moments in their lives where they think something may happen. So we went and did that trip, and then this was just the perfect timing for this next one. And we really got to connect in an amazing way. And we had a great relationship heading into it. And the fun part was that the cancer and being sick was, of course, the nudge, but it was not the storyline. You know, and as you see the documentary, we're almost completed with the final edit with the help that we have on Indiegogo and lifeinawalk.com with our campaign. That's not the storyline. The storyline is spending time with the people you care about. And as we launch this campaign, we have 11 days left. And I've heard from thousands of people around the globe, from Japan to Europe to, of course, across the street, about how this has forced them to just stop, pause, and go spend some time with someone they care about. And that's really been the mission that I'm on right now with this film. That's exactly what it has become to me. And I'm hoping that I can become that nudge that has turned into a conversation around the globe to maybe a simple movement around spending time with the people that you love.
We're talking with Yogi Roth, former Pitt receiver, about his documentary, Life in a Walk, which documents the walk he took with his father through Portugal and Spain, which he captured on film. So what did you guys talk about?
Oh, you name it. You know, after the first couple of days, I said, I need to kind of get organized in my mind. So we started every day dedicating it to a different decade of his life. So literally where he was born to how he met my mom on a blind date. And my mom, she moved over from Israel. My dad was kind of the all-American jock, and they connected and sat under a tree, and he started, you know, making his moves. And next thing you know, they've been married for over 45 years. So we really went through a different decade of what it was like to be in the 60s with Vietnam going on, to clearly having his first child and then losing two children, then having me and my other brother, and then retiring and going through all the different things that I just don't think we ask as kids. I think we always want to know, though. But parents don't necessarily just openly tell them to us, because if you think about it, right, I'm not sure if you're a parent, but you probably ask your kid, how was your day? What are you up to? What's going on with you? Versus the other way around of, well, hey, Dad, tell me about it when, you know, you started as a true freshman on the high school football team, you know, or tell me about your first job when you moved to New York City and you left being, my dad, for instance, he left being a social worker because we didn't have any money and taught himself how to be a stockbroker and literally just moved to the city to figure it out. You know, so I don't think we ask until sometimes, unfortunately, it's too late. And I was lucky that I didn't have to go through that.
So then comes the, you know, you're going to do this. And then how did you get the idea to film this?
Yeah, well, since I left coaching, I was at USC for 4 years under Coach Carroll. And while I was there,
Pete Carroll, not only Pete Carroll, yeah, as in the coach of the Super Bowl champions.
Yeah. And I was with Pete, and I was really getting involved in story of, number one, clearly our team. But everything is a narrative, I believe, you know, whether it's recruiting a student athlete or whether it's building a season, everything comes in story form. And when I finished coaching, I actually got a chance to write his book, and we had some success. You know, it was a New York Times bestseller. Then I wrote my own book called From PA to LA about being at Pitt and growing up in Pennsylvania and taking a run at Los Angeles and being a young coach at SC. And I just fell in love with story. And then I started doing documentaries. And for the last 6 years, I've produced about six documentaries, about one a year, all in sports. And I wanted to get out of my comfort zone. You know, I've never been good at being comfortable. That's why I walked down a pit when everyone said I could have never do it. That's just, I think, where I feel really comfortable is being uncomfortable. And I said, I need to direct something. And I wanted to write something. And to me, I didn't want to write another book so I could write a film. And directing is like writing a movie or writing a book on screen. So I said, I'm going to try this. And I wanted to do something that I had to tell. Because I think so often you can get connected to a project, but if you're not so passionate about it, you can easily drop out of it. And for me, I was so passionate about this, and I said, this is what I'm going to take a two-year run at. And at the time, I was shooting a pilot travel show with a production company in New York, and I told them about my trip, because they had just been working off of all my own footage that I had shot on my phone or a little HD camera, nothing really incredibly impressive. And they said, could we come? We'd love to capture good footage. And then I told them the purpose of the trip, and they said, wow, this is amazing. And I said, let's partner on it and see if we can create a feature-length documentary. And we came back, and I sort of look at the footage, and I said to myself, we've got over 60 hours of footage from some of the most beautiful places in the world, and there's a clear narrative. Let's go make a film. And I spent the next 18 months watching footage, writing the movie, really just trying to figure out what the narrative was. Because in most storytelling, as you know, they tell you to find the conflict and ramp it up. And I think a lot of people would say the conflict is my dad being sick. And to me, that's not what this film's about. I hope the conflict is with you, the viewer. I hope when you sit in your chair, you go to the theater and watch this film, you're conflicted about, am I spending enough time with the people I care about? Because I think that's what's going to move the needle. And I hope that is exactly what happens. You know, this morning we just got a piece in the Huffington Post about that simple concept of just trying to get people to spend time with the people they care about. It's not about being sick. It's not about that. That is a catalyst, and everyone has their own. But if this film can be the conversation starter, then I think we've got a success.
And so now, as you raise money to finish this, when will you have it completed?
We're close. We're really close. You know, we have 11 days left on this campaign, and it was really fun when I decided to go with Indiegogo and create this type of campaign, because when you do filming, you either get paid by the network or you can go private financing, and we could have gone down either road. We had options. And I said, because I want to create the conversation around this idea, let's take it to crowdfunding. And I'd never done crowdfunding before, and let alone I've never really asked anybody for a dollar in my life, which, you know, part of me was proud of, but it's probably also the stubborn part of me being a, you know, I don't know, kind of being you try to be an overachiever your entire life. So I never asked anybody for anything. So it was really uncomfortable at first. But as we got going and people started connecting with us, started raising money and giving us $5, $500, $5,000, and it just started going. And now we have 11 days left. And for me, this is a real critical time, because if we can get to our goal of $50,000, we're at about 33 this morning. If we can get to our goal, then it'll really allow me to finish the film. Right now, it is a feature-length rough draft. We have got, you know, 75 minutes laid out. We just finished it the other night, and I've kind of just been funding it on my own. But if we can finish it, we can get the best music. We can color it with the best colors. We can mix it so the sound is just perfect. And then, of course, then we could take it around the world, and we could take it to different festivals and take it to places like Barcelona, take it to places in France, take it throughout Europe, take it throughout the United States, bring it back to Pittsburgh. And that's what these last 11 days and the focus is really all about. So I hope that, you know, people clearly donate, whether it's a dollar or $5 or more. But what I really continually hope happens, because I think the money will naturally raise itself, is if you go share it with three of your friends. And they share with three of their friends and three of their friends. And all of a sudden, we just keep the social conversation going. I think the money will naturally come, because that's how it's worked for the first, you know, 29 days of this campaign.
Former Pitt wide receiver Yogi Roth talking about his documentary called Life in a Walk, which documents the three-week walk he took with his father through Portugal and Spain. Yogi Roth, it's been a pleasure visiting with you. Thank you, and good luck with the film.
I got to thank you, and I have to thank the city of Pittsburgh. You know, what the University of Pittsburgh did for this film is unquestionably amazing, offering me tickets to give to people to buy on the Indiegogo page, but also the support that the city has given me. We started the launch there of this film about a month ago, and the city moved me. You know, I fell back in love with Pittsburgh. I hadn't been there in a while, so for you to even take your time to do this, I really appreciate it, so thank you.
It's our pleasure. Again, Yogi Roth, great thanks. Coming up, a conversation with author Elizabeth Gilbert on her latest book, The Signature of All Things. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.